Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, write this one down. Here's your fun fact of the day. CBS News has just been caught telling all their anchors and all their people since August, it's come out now, do not say Jerusalem is in Israel.
Oh!
So you kids studying in the Philadelphia public schools, well, you probably, I guess, they wouldn't say it either. God knows what they would say. CBS News says, well, it's disputed. It's at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian matter. No, it's not. I've been to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is Israel. Israel is Jerusalem. Are you kidding me? And it's not just about Israel and Jerusalem. It's just another tell on how just unbelievably biased and crazed major news organizations are. CBS News, one of the, I would say, more than the other two, the one that has all the Walter Cronkite here, Jerusalem is not in Israel tonight. You think they would have been saying that back in the day, CBS News? Wow. They are really, really hard to believe. 855-839-1210. We also have this guy, and the last name is Dokapal. I believe something like that.
Yeah, something like
that. We talked about him before when he was trying to explain socialism. He did a morning show with this author, Coates, who is at best anti-Semitic. That's the best I can say about him. And he pushed back on a new book that he has out. I thought it was softball pushback, really. He would have gotten a lot more of that. And now he has to go and get his mind right. You run once, Tony. You're going to get chastised by CBS. You run twice. You're not going to run a third time. We're going to send you to Jerusalem, which, by the way, is not in Israel. Here's a little bit of the head of this is the head of news gathering where, Dan?
CBS.
Oh, CBS.
In a staff meeting, an editorial meeting.
Oh, okay. So somebody got, CBS, so, which will not say Jerusalem, Adrian Rourke.
Yes.
Laying into the CBS morning anchor for sort of doing his job.
Yeah, so after the interview, there was apparently complaints behind the scenes of employees who were angry that he was so anti-Palestine and so pro-Israel. And so Adrian had to address the crowd and lay into Tony in a public forum. Take a listen.
We will still, I want to be clear, we will still ask tough questions. We will still hold people accountable. That's part of our job, too. But we will do so objectively. And that means, very plainly, we have to check our bias and opinions at the door. And that applies to every single one. We are not here to represent any viewpoint. We are here to tell stories. And I say this a lot. We are here to report news without fear or faith.
Sure you are.
Without fear or faith.
I think. And by the way, I wanted to remind you today, Jerusalem is not in Israel. Just picture this around the world. Kids are saying, hey, I don't have to study this stuff anymore. Someday, Washington's not in the United States. Well, it's not in traditional America, but okay. 855-839-1210. Now, Ron DeSantis has been handling this situation in Florida beautifully, particularly scorching Kamala Harris, doing that by pointing out he had no problems with the Trump administration or the Biden administration. His only problem is with Harris. who is not artful doesn't know how to butt into this without having all the fingerprints over it. And what this is doing is it's bringing out, and I don't know how much more he can do, it's bringing out Joe Biden to get even here. Now, Dr. Jill Biden is coming to the Philadelphia area soon. Boy, I'd love to see her get a question. You know, I was pretty tough on Joe, and she emotes and says something they'd rather not. But Biden is not so subtly laying into Kamala Harris here and what went on. You can tell that that's what this is all about. Here's Kamala Harris. This is Cut 7. Harris on the Weather Channel explaining what...
She was on the Weather Channel?
Yes, she was covering that. Yeah, but she
another interview, Dom. Another interview.
They had, before we get to that, they had Tim Walz doing some rally on Twitch, I believe it was. And they had a gamer carrying the rally on his game. Now, look, I want to win as much as everybody else. I'm willing to do anything in this election cycle within the law in order to win. I'll tell you where I draw the line, though. And I'm looking at Henry. I don't know how much he is, but Dan, I am not pleading with some gamer to get off the couch and go out there and vote. I'm not putting it into their stream. They paid a gamer.
Can you imagine, like, Grand Theft Auto with Trump as the main character?
Yeah.
Running around holding rallies and saving the country?
Well, that's true. That Trump people might do that.
The next GTA takes place in Florida. So.
Okay.
There you go.
But this was on, I wish I had the name of it in front of me, some war something. And they're having Tim Walz, the rally, in the middle of the game. I mean, this is this is what we're reduced to. I did an interview this morning, the Delmarva Peninsula, Mike Bradley, great radio host, great thing. And he said, do you really think it's going to be that close in Pennsylvania? I may have to knock down my predictions from under 50,000 to under 20,000.
World of Warcraft?
Yes, that's what it is. Yes. The World of
Warcraft.
I didn't
know it was still a game.
I didn't either.
Yeah, and Tim Walz is in it.
They did a whole South Park episode on these dweebs.
Like 15 years ago.
Sorry if anybody played it. I apologize.
Can you imagine having Tim Walz in the middle of this doing a rally saying, get rid of the Electoral College, and they have it inside a game? Wow. I give them credit for stretching the box. It seems a little bit like wasted money, though.
I know exactly what they're doing here. They're kind of recreating the TikTok algorithm with this. So there's a lot of TikTok videos out there that on the top, it'll have like a game, say like Subway Surfers or, you know, an app like that. And at the bottom, it'll be like a clip from a TV show, and it keeps you stimulated. So that's what I think this is. They have the rally on one part of the screen, but they have World of Warcraft on the other.
So they're tricking the filters to pick it up as a World of Warcraft video, spread it out to all these video gamers as rather than being a political video, it's a World of Warcraft primarily.
That, and it's like a dopamine overload to where you kind of want to watch. Like every time those come up on my TikTok feed, I have to say, like, I will watch every time.
China's
no matter what no matter what the show is.
The thing is, though, but just the ridiculousness of getting them to pay attention to the Walz message and then go to vote based on that. I mean, I'm an incrementalist. Even I can't see, though, how this is going to be the thing that's working. All right, which brings me to something that I saw today. 11 printed pages by the Philadelphia Inquirer. And boy, you talk about protesting too much at something that's happening here. Headline: Trump has been courting young black men, but data suggests it won't work. Now, in this piece, the Inquirer interviews a guy who's a conservative on the ground. Black Conservative Federation promotes Republican candidates. He's 26 years of age, and he talks about what's happening with black men and how to reach them. In the middle of this, they talk to City Councilman Isaiah Thomas, who says, very rarely do I go into a barber shop and I hear people say Democrats had failed me. People say the government has failed black people, but not Democrats. Hey, buddy, we're in Philadelphia. Who else is the government? Who else loves the government?
It's been like 100 years.
Right. Who else pushes back against the government except conservatives? So they say even Trump is up about a percentage point as far as they can tell in polling among black men under 50. But I would add, that's one point right there. This would be hard to be out there saying this. So this is a group, it polled. that's probably going to be a bit circumspect about this. I'm not saying Trump is going to set the world on fire here, but I think two things are happening here. One, he's going to get 18-19% of black males under 50, which in a tight race really helps. And I don't see Kamala Harris energizing people like this at all. I think they go down a point or two on the other side from someone like Biden or certainly Obama. So all these things, this is how granular it is. Gamers, black men, barbershops, and then Trump in the Latino belt yesterday, all pointing toward how important Pennsylvania is. In the end, there is no doubt about it. One other thing, I watched some of the Trump rally last night. And again, I think he made several good points, but he just, you know, he's at the rally. He goes past them quickly. And one of them was about Harris. Here's cut 10. He should have taken his time more on this. We had Michael Whatley on yesterday, head of the RNC. He made the point that they already have ads up on this when I was saying, come on now, you guys are not hustling on this. Even though she only said it on Tuesday, they already had ads up Wednesday morning because it's a major thing to focus on. So here's Trump last night saying Harris says she wouldn't do anything differently than Joe Biden.
And despite all of this, Kamala Harris said she wouldn't do it. Anything, or she's not going to do anything differently. So if you had your chance, would you do something differently? No, I'd keep it just the same. Think of the things I read, and that's a small portion of the incompetence. What they've done to our country is...
All right, stop it right there. Mr. President, President Trump, don't go off to the usual thing here. Drill down on that. Take your time to get this, because it's not just the people at your rally, it's people picking up on this. She is saying she's not going to do anything differently than Bidenomics. We're going to get the same stuff in grocery stores, the same policies, the same thing that Joe Biden did. Flesh that out. Continue to talk about that. So you are actually running against Biden. You're running against the Biden policies with Kamala Harris at the helm. Continue to talk that up. That's what I'm saying. Hey, before I end this, I put this up on Twitter. People could not believe it. There's got to be more of a story here. We'll talk a little bit later in the show about the Phillies going down last night, sort of in really bad fashion. But WHYY, here's their headline today. Phillies out of the playoffs after 1-4 loss to the Mets in NLDS Game 4. Later on, though, they write, San Diego holds a 2-1 lead in their series against the Dodgers. Why is someone over at Channel 12 News, HYY, etc., PBS, why are they putting up, as they did the other day, 2-7? What the heck's going on? Is it AI? Is this the invasion of AI writing the headlines? Ooh. I mean, it's not writing the copy, but could AI think, oh, yeah, what's the difference? Put the 1-4. 2 days in a row. What kind of news credibility do you have there if you're putting up headlines like this? All right, side question today. Then we'll take some calls. Scott Presler here, Dave McCormick here. We'll talk to our guy in North Carolina on the ground, Nick Sorter. We got a great email from Robert of Ben Salem a week or 10 days ago saying, yeah, I always thought the show was close to perfect or perfect, but the addition of Henry took it up a notch. That sometimes you can fool around with perfection. Here I think we painted the Mona Lisa. Robert's saying it's touching up the corners. It's making Mona Lisa smile even better. It's cleaning her teeth. It's using a water pick here. That's Henry.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Robert, as well.
Do you agree?
Yes. Oh, yeah. But I'm really reluctant to fool around with perfection. You know that. I don't think many sequels, you're always gambling. So here's what we're looking for today. Something could be a food. It could be a person. I'm going to give you a movie that is as close to perfection. You know, it's tremendous. And yet, doing something added to it. So I'm going to say Godfather broke through The Godfather. And then Coppola had all that success, he wanted to do Godfather 2. Godfather 2 is better. Now, Godfather 3 drops off. Godfather 3 should never be viewed again. There's only a couple phrases, wet my beak in there, the scene with the machine gun in the casino room. Then the rest of it, just take it out of there, including Al Pacino's haircut and everything else.
You don't like Just When I Thought I Was Out?
Is that the only time? I thought that was maybe in Godfather 2, but it's emphasized in Godfather 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a top 10 line. But the wetting my beak is one of my favorites. Yeah, there are a lot of people wetting their beaks there. So I'm saying Godfather 2 is an improvement. They fooled around with it, and it is arguably the greatest movie ever.
So at the time, Godfather was indeed perfection. You add more
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, based upon everything,
and
the
it's
success.
Even more perfection, yeah.
Commercial success, artistic success.
Didn't think it could get better. Meanwhile, it does, yeah.
I wonder if there are people, though, Dan, because I already have the side question for Monday. All-time favorite Italian. Our buddy Chris Tremaglia has a column up today trying to say there's such discrimination against Italians. Enrico Fermi is every bit as good as Einstein. Wait a minute. Fermi is like Lou Gehrig. He's not Babe Ruth. Einstein's Babe Ruth. Come on. You can be pro-Italian, but you're not saying Fermi is better or as good as Einstein. You got to draw the line here somewhere, right?
I like that.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that a lot. Henry, what's yours?
Marconi's up there, right? Yeah,
yeah,
with Einstein, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got two today.
Yeah.
I will take Danny DeVito being added to the cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Wait, he wasn't there from the start?
No.
He was not there from the jump. Season one was just the four of the gang, mm-hmm. and then season two, they added Danny DeVito, which, I mean, absolutely took this show over the top. And then another thing I will add is baseball, the game itself, is perfect in my eyes, but adding the pitch clock made things so much better.
I mean, it's a great answer.
It's such a more watchable product on TV, and while it takes away from maybe the in-game experience, watching at home on TV, it doesn't get much better than that.
I would agree. Everything I would shorten it by 2 seconds, though.
Oh, would you?
Yes.
Weren't you anti-pitch clock at one point or no?
No, well, I don't like the artificiality, but you know what? With these guys, there's nothing else you can do. They're going to grab their crotch. They're going to walk around. They're going to take forever. I mean, it becomes hard. So, yeah, reluctantly, I think it's a good thing. I would shorten it even just a hair more.
So, Angelo's made famous now, the Cooper Sharp cheesesteak, which is indeed perfection. I've started making it at home. I'll get a Cooper Sharp from a local place and, you know, make a cheesesteak. And that is indeed the perfect cheesesteak. But to make it even better, Dom, Maisie's taught me, rub some mayonnaise on the bread before you add the cheese and the steak.
That's bad for the bread, let alone the whole thing.
Makes it so much creamier. It's delicious, Dom. Oh, you got to try it. Mayonnaise on a cheesesteak makes something perfect even better.
I would not get mayo on a cheesesteak if I was ordering out. But like you said, if I was making it at home myself, yeah, I add it then.
Why? Why?
Because I don't want to mess with perfection that they got. It's, you know.
Right. Are you just embarrassed to ask for mayonnaise? Is that what it is?
You should be.
Partly.
Yeah, you should be. You know, we need so many food things come up. I need somebody out there. I'm trying to think of a listener or somebody I know that should rule on these things when they come up. We need a listener that listens a lot, is into the food world. I bet we have somebody here it's not called, and they should rule on some of Dan's nonsense particularly.
It's been a while since we've heard from him for no other reason than just the election season, but we have Neil Zorn, but also Scott Cronic, the guy that comes on and talks entertainment. Mm-hmm. He actually is a food critic, if you know.
Okay. All right, yeah. So when he's come up, he might be the guy.
I just know he'll trash me at every opportunity he gets.
That's good. All right, so you got something.
Can I take one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
So best drink that's ever existed. It was a fantastic invention. First had something else in it, then it was removed. I don't know what it was like when it had in there with the cocaine. But how about Coca-Cola being a perfect drink? But then when you add the flavor of cherry to it, oh my gosh, it makes it even better.
Do like a good cherry Coke.
Okay, I think that's one that works. Yeah, without a doubt. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Jump in now. That's a side question. Also, coming up, Sean Parnell was a very good guy. He sent me the mail-in ballot numbers. In Pennsylvania, they're doing them day to day. And yes, it was Tuesday that Republicans beat Democrats on the mail-in ballots that were registered, were banked, if you would, on that day. That gives me tremendous hope. Tremendous hope. I'll give you some of those figures. Pennsylvania is going to come down to the very wire. Based upon the guy we have on tomorrow, Al Schmidt, It's going to take 2 or 3 days after election night to get the result. My God. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. So Sean Parnell, Captain Parnell, is in charge of mail-in balloting, at least the Trump side of that, you know, officially through them, here in Pennsylvania. And we heard from the RNC chairman, I guess it was yesterday, that Republicans beat Democrats on Tuesday. The request update for that day. Democrats, 8,079, Republicans, 8,299. So that's 220 to the good on that day. That's shocking. That doesn't happen. He also says Democrats have now, and this is of yesterday, returned 188,185 ballots, Republicans, 56,791. Those numbers look to be wildly Democrats ahead. Not necessarily. Monco and Philly went out first with all the other Democrat counties. All GOP counties were delayed. So what I'm telling you, incrementally, we are seeing an uptick on the mail-in balloting by Republicans. And this is going to result in certainly no Democrats going to win by 80,000 like the last time. On paper here, I'm not going to go through all that. It's going to be much closer. And also, we don't have Zuckerbucks. We don't have a million other things that they did the last time around. Now, that does not mean they're not out there trying to do a million things. Tomorrow, we have on Al Schmidt, a guy who arguably is the most important elected official in the country because he's in charge of the infrastructure, decision-making, etc., around how this election will be run in just a few weeks. And I'm going to, you know, go through with him. I don't think it's a good idea to be saying it's going to take 3 days or more before we have the result in Pennsylvania. That will be the result, I'm convinced, that determines the fate of the presidency. And also, maybe the Senate, and I think Dave McCormick, who's on the show today, has really closed on Bob Casey, and it's very close. We don't want to be waiting for that either. You can just imagine what those days are going to be. Oh, my God. Conspiracy Central around all that. Okay? So, again, you can get a mail-in ballot, and you can take it to one of these satellites. They're all over the place. You can, as long as they know that you have it and that you're banking it, you don't have to put it in the mail. If you don't want to do that, we've been through this. These are very positive, though. What's happening here is a good thing. Democrats are not going to have a lead on paper going into election day of 600,000 votes. So even if you show up on election day, and they won't show up as much as we will, it's pretty hard to make up 600, 700, 800,000 votes. It's not anywhere near like that this time. And for some reason, their mail-in ballot totals are down. We're not sure why yet, but that's another good sign. So things are shaping up. Nobody is going to landslide somebody here. None of that is happening. Only one thing's going to happen. What happens between now and election day as far as who's going to win here in Pennsylvania? All right, let's go to Marilyn in Delaware. And Marilyn, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Marilyn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. You are absolutely right. Number one, Trump is going to win. Number two, I will be your foodie tester. I am telling you, I am in Delaware right now, but I'm from Kensington. I used to work at several pizza powers. No friggin' mayonnaise on those.
Yeah, sorry, you're in, Marilyn. Put a chef's hat on when you listen to the show every day. You are in. Thank you for this craziness.
Yeah, that is crazy. And pineapple on pizza? Excuse that, people. That is crazy.
So you worked in pizza shops in Kensington. So that is, yeah. I want that more than the four-star restaurants.
Hey, Santucci's and four stars.
Oh, I know the Santucci's. I know the Santucci's. Yeah, that is a great credential.
I used to date Jimmy McCoury, and I know every single one of them. And the father was amazing before he passed away.
All right, Marilyn. So you keep listening. When something like this comes up, I want you to jump in. You are the judge. What do you sentence Dan and Henry to for this outrage? Then
they need to shut their mouths and not speak for the rest of the damn day.
Thank you. She got the cigarette cough going on too there. Can you hear that at the end?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Marilyn's a contender here for that. Oh, I didn't know. Dan stepped in there for a second talking to Dawn. All right. When he gets back, I'll relay that to him. All right. Scott Presler is in the on-deck circle. We had the Latino rally last night for President Trump. I don't know if I have that cut, Henry. Do you have it there about the windmills? I did see it. It was pretty funny when he went off on talking about windmills and, honey, we can't watch TV tonight, can't see the football game. There was no wind today and how expensive it is. That's okay. If you missed it yesterday, I brought this up and people didn't know about it and they thought it was hilarious. This is cut eight, Dan. Here's Biden yesterday doing a Hank Johnson, the guy who thought Guam might capsize. Here's Biden asking in the middle of the hurricane coming, how wide is the state of Florida?
Coasts, actually, the hurricane force winds, the flooding rainfall threat, the tornadoes, and trying to reemphasize the scale and breadth of the threat, which is somewhat unusual for Milton.
Thank you. And thanks for your good work.
Mike, one more question.
Yes, sir.
For people listening, what is the width of the state of Florida? From the Tampa Bay area across to Sebastian Inlet in that area, to Palm Beach. What kind of distance are we talking about?
You know, across the state of Florida, you're probably talking about, 150, 200 miles. That's an estimate. But the storm's going to be moving at 15 miles per hour. So it's going to be moving across that area very quickly. And the tropical storm force winds, the 40 mile per hour winds or greater, now extend almost out more than 200 miles from the center. They're going to get even larger as the storm approaches the coastline. So that's going to cause those wind impacts to affect much of the.
Why does Biden want to know the width of Florida? Oh, okay. Could be a million reasons. It could be handy to know that. Scott Presler, our guy, is in the on-deck circle. The Philadelphia Inquirer today devotes about six printed pages attacking Scott Presler. And Henry, if you notice, they begin by throwing me into the conversation. Something about he had a white hat on when he was talking to conservative host Dom Giordano. I don't mind that label, by the way. They can put conservative host there. It's actually true. But do we ever see progressive pundit, progressive host? Do we ever see liberal something or other?
I don't think I've ever seen it, no.
Yeah, like almost everybody in the local and national news business. It's okay. Scott Presler puts on a hat and they put my name. You get your name in the paper without any problem. That's always good. They spelled it Dom, too. At least they didn't say Don.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So Scott Presler will give us what happened in Reading yesterday, Latino voters. And he's coming to town and a couple of other things, too. But you get him right now. Hit us with something that appears to be perfect, but it can be made better or was made better. You heard some really good examples, I think. And again, these numbers from Sean Parnell. Is this the first time you've cast a mail-in ballot? If it is, give us a call. Tell us, how did that feel? Now, I'm doing it. I have it ready to go. It's not easy. Showing up on election day, I may have to drive by where the lines are, et cetera. But it's the thing that's going to help us win in Pennsylvania. And the numbers are much better. And Democrats know that. So they're doing the calculation too and thinking, wow, look at where we were in 2020. Look at where we are now. That's going to be difficult. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Well, as we head through October, time of year that you may be thinking, all right, check, check, check. I got all these things ready to go. Wintertime becoming soon. How about your dental care? If you let that slip because of the summer and a million things, maybe you didn't like the dental care you were getting. Well, we have the answer to that. And that is Dr. Benz, my dentist, the Dr. Benz staff, the infrastructure he has, that 3D printer. It's all there for you. I've told you about any number of things that Dr. Benz has shared with me as far as why people are reluctant to go to the dentist, fear, anxiety, maybe a bad experience. They just can't make themselves do it. And I've told you of listeners we've sent to Dr. Benz, and after whatever the initial anxiety is, they're regular patients. Dr. Benz gets referrals from other dentists all the time, though, because he's the best at what he does if there's a serious problem. And he's really good at consulting with you and developing a plan like mine to keep you out of trouble. I mean, isn't that the main thing? So here's what to do to get great dental care. Call them. Make that initial appointment, that initial evaluation. You'll see what I mean about Dr. Benz, and he'll tell you what can be done and have you as a partner in your own dental health. 610-272-6949. Give Dr. Benz a call, 610-272-6949. All right, I just had a thought. Scott Presler is such a folk hero. He needs some walk-up music. I don't know if he has anything particular in mind. You can always offer us suggestions.
This is not my suggestion for his walk-up music.
Yeah, I'm sure that his staff, which is burgeoning now, if this election goes on much longer, it'll be 1,000 people out there with him, would come up with some suggestions. He was leading the charge in Reading yesterday with President Trump. The big Latino vote belt, Reading, Allentown, Norristown, I think there's Lehigh Valley in general, Hazleton, where Trump, without a doubt, is making inroads. Why? Let's go to Scott Presler on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome back. Congratulations on the Inquirer burning up 6 printed pages to attack you. And somehow or another, you were putting on a hat, they say, when you're talking to me. I don't know why I got into it with Scott Presler, but there you go.
Well, thank you, and I'm so sorry for being late. I'm actually out registering voters right now at a busy post office in Pike County, Pennsylvania. And to the Philly Inquirer, thank you for elevating me. Thank you for bringing more attention to our organization, Early Vote Action, and everything that we're doing to deliver Pennsylvania for Donald Trump. Thank you, Philly Inquirer.
Absolutely. And Scott, I read somebody with an analysis, and I wanted to ask you, what do you say to gun owners that registration numbers are paltry? And Pennsylvania is one of the leaders with, sadly, so many that are unregistered because they say they don't want any record with the government. Even though they're concerned about keeping their guns, they think if they register and they vote, the government's going to get them.
Well, to my hunters and to those people that have those concerns, number one, I hear you and I understand where you are coming from. But ultimately, we must be cognizant the government is going to come after our Second Amendment if we don't vote in good politicians that are going to defend and protect that Second Amendment. And please, you guys are incredibly powerful. I'm making a personal appeal to you. 30% of Pennsylvania hunters are not registered to vote. There are 930,000 of you beautiful hunters in PA. That's 300,000 of you that aren't registered, that aren't voting. And when I look at 2020, and when I look at that Pennsylvania was decided by 80,000 votes, imagine if your community alone registers and gets out to vote this November, you will save Pennsylvania. You will win the White House, and we will elect people like Dave McCormick and Rob Bresnahan and all of our congressional candidates and Donald Trump that will protect your hunting, your fishing, your dairy, your rights of the Second Amendment and beyond.
Hey, Scott, how much traction do you get? I know the Amish, for example, but the raw milk thing, when you just mentioned dairy, Look, it's not for me, but this is America, and when Walls tells us, mind your own damn business, the winning ticket is libertarian with a small L. As much as possible, if people want to drink raw milk, why not?
Well, it's the broader scope. When I say raw milk, what am I really saying? I'm talking property rights, that you as the landowner, as a taxpayer in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you have a right to grow on your land as you choose, to do with your land as you choose. And more importantly, this comes to bodily autonomy as well. When I say raw milk, I'm saying that you, as a person with agency, have the ability to choose what you consume, what you choose to put into your body. And more even broadly, this is appealing to our beautiful RFK Jr. supporters. This is about making America healthy again, not just economically healthy, not just mentally healthy, but also physically healthy. We need to come back to actually promoting health and wellness as a whole in our country. And so when I appeal to that raw milk, I'm appealing to Christians like our Amish. I'm appealing to the Make America Healthy Again RFK Jr. crowd broadly as a whole.
Scott, give us some nuggets now. You have a great eye for picking things out that exemplify. So what was it like, your block party in Reading with the Latinos and then the Trump rally at the Santander Arena?
Well, it just shows me that we're doing the right thing. So my organization, Early Vote Action, we've hired bilingual Spanish and English-speaking staff that are directly focused on Reading and Berks County, Pennsylvania. Now, we have the Puerto Rican community and the Dominican community. And so President Trump came to Reading yesterday, and on Saturday, we're doing a block party in the heart of the city in Reading. And we're going to have signs that say Boricuas con Trump and Dominicans for Trump. And ultimately, it comes down to the Hispanic community has a place within the Republican Party. This is family, faith, finance, freedom. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter what color you are, what creed. I think Americans as a whole, we want all four of those things. Faith, family, finance, freedom.
Absolutely. Where do we go for all things Scott Presler?
You can go to Early Vote Action to contribute financially going back and going into these last 26 days. If you want me to hire more staffers, please consider donating at earlyvoteaction.com. And please visit my X account at Scott Presler, ScottPresler. And last thing, Don, because this is very important. On October 15th, all 67 counties are allowing for early voting. You can do an in-person, on-demand mail-in ballot at your Bureau of Elections starting October 15th.
Ah, very good. Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
Before you let him go, I got a quick question from YouTube, youtube.com/@12WPHT. Please go like and subscribe. Scott, do you register voters while you're sleeping?
You know, I have had dreams about registering people to vote at this point. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Scott, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. Thank you, Philadelphia Inquirer. I mean, somehow or another, I you know, the Google at the end of the day tells me where my name appears, and I see it's in the Inquirer, and I'm thinking, what the heck is in there with Scott Presler? It's something about him talking to me while he's putting on a hat. Okay, that's a good hook to start the thing. Yeah.
Wearing a hat.
Yeah, wearing a hat.
A hat.
All right.
A whole hat.
Yeah, 855-839-1210. That's how you can get on board. By the way, if you're anywhere near Vineland, New Jersey, these guys were every bit as good or more on Dom Giordano Day. We got a note from Wolf from Burning Sky. That's the leader. The lead overall of Burning Sky.
Yeah.
And they're playing at the Landis Theater in Vineland Friday, October 11th. That's tomorrow night. Tickets, you go to the Landis, all one word, L-A-N-D-I-S, thelandis.com. Great group. You'll enjoy them. Say hello. Say you're a listener. You'll have a chance to talk with them, I'm sure.
So much fun at Dom Day with those guys.
Oh, yeah. We've had two great bands. And it was that's one of the best days we've ever had at Mulligan's. These guys were very, very good. All right, so 855-839-1210. I see a good one from Gary coming up. Might be hard to beat. Something that's perfect, and then you add a little bit more to it. And we found a food critic today. I like that credential. Pizza Powers in Kensington. Now that's exactly the rule on all these things.
In the trenches.
In the trenches. And coming up, this headline, Central Bucks School Board closer to repealing controversial sports policy. You know what the sports policy was? Boys can't play girls' sports. But the local news media puts that in a headline as controversial. Give you the details on that. We're going to talk with Dave McCormick at 1 o'clock in the debate. What's it like to debate Bob Casey Jr.? Must be frightening. 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Captain Chuckies, though, for a moment. Now's a great time to call and visit your nearest Captain Chuckies. Let them handle your meal planning. The fan favorite is that big Smith Island crab cake, jumbo lump, and then the mega colossal crab cake. Delicious. October, time to check into soups. All kinds of quick, delicious meals right there. Get the crab cake and soup and you're good. Maryland crab is mine. That's the one you may want to try. But every bit of Captain Chuckie's offerings, they have salads, homemade sides, desserts. Get a tray or two for football watching. Captain Chuckie's too. Several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cake. I like the non-breaded, but there's a crab cake for everybody. Their golf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And my favorite, those Don Rolls. There is a Captain Chuckie's near you. I know it because I know where they are. You'll find them, too, by going to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, visit CaptainChuckies at theshore.com. All right, Don Giordano show. So Dan was intrigued by President Trump talking about the windmills yesterday.
Oh,
there
loved
was a part,
it.
Yeah. And the part that he said that was funny about it is the part I always, when he says it, if there's no wind that day, honey, you can't watch TV. You know, crazy stuff. Here's Trump in Reading talking about windmills.
Go over some of those beautiful windmills. They're falling down, by the way. They're all over the place. They're all over the place. That gorgeous, beautiful Pennsylvania countryside. They got these big, ugly suckers hanging down. They're rusting and rotting. Half of them weren't spinning, and the ones that were going so slow. They were going, it's not too windy, but, you know, they're going, like, slow. The other ones were just dead. But they're all rusting and disgusting looking. And then, you know, the environmentalists say that it's also, very importantly, the most expensive form of energy there is. You cannot get more expensive. The wind, it sounds so wonderful. The wind is bull. I'll tell you, it's horrible. So expensive. Just too expensive. It doesn't work. All of that to do, you know, 0.1%. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. You remember when I used to say, darling, I want to watch our president tonight on television.
The darling.
And the husband looks, I'm sorry, dear. The windmills aren't wind. There's no wind tonight. You can't watch, darling. We're not going to be watching tonight. Maybe we'll catch him another time. No, we have to be careful. We have to be smart. We're going to lose our country. These people are crazy.
All right, 855-839-1210.
Wind is bullshit, I'll tell you.
By the way, we've talked about Central Bucks, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in the next hour. And Republicans have to continue to drill down on this. This is the headline, local media. Central Bucks School Board closer to repealing controversial sports policy. So step by step, that Karen Smith and that Central Bucks School Board is now taking away the policy. That policy 123.3, the policy says, hey, you play the sports based upon your biological sex. That's the policy. Instead, they're going to the policy of this nutbag PIAA. These are the idiots that set rules for high school sports. And they say, let it up to the principal. Well, what do you think the principal is going to do with this school board? So I just want to be there at the first game. When we see the first boy, gender fluid, transgender, etc., playing field hockey, volleyball, the whole deal. And yet the local media's headline says that's the controversial policy, saying you play in the league of your sex at birth. Suddenly that's controversial. So it will be interesting to see if they actually have anybody that does this at Central Bucks. But Americans are not on board with this stuff. They're not. And I'm not sure. I believe there are Moms for Liberty types in some of those schools. They sue. They're going to win by court order. Why do this? Because they're crazed. Because this is what progressives incrementally are doing. How in the world is that good for girls and female sports? It's not. All right, Dave McCormick is next. Out of a bloodbath, debating Bob Casey Jr. And Casey was asked, well, what have you done in 18 years? I think we have that cut by one of the moderators. We'll play that before Dave comes on.
It was actually back in 2006 he was asked the same question and had the same
exactly.
answer.
Yeah. Well, my father. You know,
some
my father
never
was, was there. I was
it's,
in the middle
it's short.
Class.
I think you might want to play. It's great.
Yeah, let's hear it right now.
You know, one of the raps on you, certainly encouraged by the senator, is that you're lazy. Essentially resting on the laurels of your great father's good work and handpicked by National Democrats to run for this particular office. As you know, the Philadelphia Inquirer did document days missed from Harrisburg, and it seems to some that you're not as active or visible on the campaign trail as the senator is or hit the talk shows like he does. Now, I know you'll reject this characterization, but how about some specifics? Isn't there more than a grain of truth in what the senator says?
I don't think there is.
Bob, come on the show. Henry, make the ass say it. We heard they're saying you don't do enough shows. Come on. We give people Sominex, whatever it is, across the Delaware Valley. They'll be able to sit. No, not Sominex. They'll go to sleep. All right. Is that guy a journalist? That was a pretty good question.
Yeah, right.
He couched a little bit in journalistic terms, but he also then said, isn't there a little bit of truth
isn't
here?
Isn't there come more on. Than a grain of truth in what the senator
than a grain
says?
Of truth.
I don't think there is.
My God. All right. We'll talk to Dave McCormick, and I think he's got a senator from Alaska with him today, too. And take your calls.
Yeah, Dan Sullivan.
Yeah, hit us on something that you think improves something that's almost perfect here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.